She tries to reply, but hits that toggle again. When the boy from the counter sorts it for her, she writes, "I went there. I met her. Well, saw her. Watched her work. Her. I'm in a net cafe, and I guess I'm still processing. Hard to write. No point, really. You're almost here. I'm glad. Maybe you are. I haven't been back to the hotel." A distant crash or explosion. She looks up. A siren starts to wail. The counter boy has gone to the door and is looking out, up Arbat, and suddenly she's back in the car on her way to Stone Street's, seeing the motorcycle rider on his back, neck probably broken, his face up to the rain. A rush of sheer mortality. "You should have this because so far nobody else does. Stella Noor at armaz.ru. Stella, not the maker, her sister. Send." She finishes the last of her water, logs out, slides off the stool. She can hear the siren, but it seems to be moving away. Now she has to find a cab, an official one. B, B, B. Nodding to the Kevlar security boys, she remembers that she still hasn't retrieved her passport from registration. The lobby of the president is still as wide and even less populated, and her request seems to trigger one of those deep and atavistic pockets of Soviet affect in the clerk. He becomes instantly expressionless, stares at her narrowly, turns, vanishes through a panel door behind his counter, and remains absent for what her watch shows as the better part of 10 minutes. But he returns with her passport and hands it to her silently. She checks to make sure that it is in fact her passport, and remembering Wynne's stories, that all of its pages are still there, and that she hasn't acquired any new travel history. All seems correct and unchanged. "Thank you." She puts it in her Stasi envelope.